It's time for North Posey Viking basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by The Wheelhouse, the Posey County Co-op, Expressway Chevrolet, J.L. Hirsch, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Metals, Amber Sweet Teas, JT's Hardware, Martin Automotive Services, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Welcome to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball tonight. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here from North Posey Gymnasium between the Forest Park Lady Rangers, who are 7-13 on the season, against the North Posey Lady Vikings, who are 8-14 on the year. This is the final game of the regular season for both these teams before the postseason starts this coming up Tuesday night. And the postseason for both these schools will be at South Spencer High School. That's where they'll be hosting the sectional this year. North Posey, like I said, on the season, they're 8-14 on the year. They're 4-7 in the Pocket Athletic Conference, which puts them in ninth place. At home this year, the Vikings are 4-4, and they're currently on a three-game losing streak. On the season, offensive-wise, North Posey averages 41.9 points per game. And on defense, they give up 44.9 points per contest. So they're at a -3 differential on that part. As for Forest Park, they're 7-13 on the year. They're 3-8 in the Pocket Athletic Conference, which puts them in 10th place. On the road this season, the Lady Rangers are 3-6, and they're currently on a one-game win streak. Their last game, they played Mount Vernon back on Saturday and defeated the Lady Wildcats 44-29. So that puts them on a one-game win streak. On the season, Forest Park averages 39.9 points per contest, and they give up 48.5 points per game. So their differential is -0.86. So both teams are in the negative side of the points for, points against ratio. So. But that's all right. But this is the final regular season game of the year. Kind of a little tune-up for the upcoming sectional coming up this Tuesday. And look forward to coaching these teams this year is Jacob Berg. He's in his first year at Forest Park. He's got a 7-13 record. Jessica Shank is the coach for the Vikings. She is 26-39 in her third year with Posey. Like I said, last game for each of these teams, North Posey lost to South Spencer on Tuesday night, 57-48. While Forest Park beat Mount Vernon on Saturday, 44-29. Common opponents: Forest Park is 5-9, while North Posey is 6-9. In the last 20 years between these two schools, Forest Park is leading the series, 15-10. So that's the. A little bit of breakdown. And the last time these two teams met was last year in the first round of the sectional. It was that Forest Park sectional, and the Lady Rangers defeated North Posey 41-25, and they moved on to win the Class 2A state championship for the second straight year in a row. So, but there are a lot of those girls on that team from the state finals, state championship, have already graduated and stuff. So Forest Park's going to be a lot younger tonight. Their lineup, they got two freshmen going to be starting tonight. And two freshmen, a sophomore, one junior, and one senior. So they're a lot younger than what they were in the past. So is North Posey as well. So North Posey is going to be going to their dominant sophomore class as well. So, but that's pretty much the breakdown of them. The last couple games for North Posey, back on last five games, back on January 9th, they played at Heritage Hills and lost to the Lady Patriots in double overtime, 66-65. January 13th, they played at home here against Pike Central, beat the Lady Chargers 44-21. Then North Posey played last week at Princeton, a very good team, and lost to them 47-37. Last Saturday, the Lady Vikings played at Tell City and lost 45-37. You get it right. Then last Tuesday night, they played at South Spencer and lost 57-48. Last five games for Forest Park, January 4th, they played at home against Jasper, lost 55-34. Then on January 6th, they played Pike Center at home, beat them 37-31. Then on January 9th, they traveled to Cordon Central, lost 46-27. Then on January 16th, they played at South Spencer, lost 67-56. Then last Saturday, like I said, they played at Mount Vernon and beat them 44-29. So that's the last five games for each North Posey in Forest Park. So, pocket athletic conference-wise, we got a few games going on tonight. Other than the North Posey Forest Park game, we got Heritage Hills playing at Princeton. That'd be a very good game tonight there. They're both right there at the top of the pocket athletic conference standings. Then we got Perry Central playing at Tell City, South Spencer at Washington, and Tecumseh at Southridge. And those are the games in the pocket athletic conference going on tonight. Leading the pocket athletic conference this year is Gibson Southern. They won the conference. They were undefeated at 12-0 and got an overall record of 19-4. Washington came in second. They're in second place with a 10-1 record, with an 18-4 record. Princeton's third at 9-2 with an 18-4 record. Heritage Hills is 9-2 with a 17-4 record. Those two teams play tonight, Princeton and Heritage Hills, which ought to be a very good game. And they'll be battling out for a third-place position in the conference standings. Then we got Southridge is 7-4 with a 12-9 overall record. South Spencer is 6-5, 11-10 record. Tell City is 6-6 with a 10-11 record. Tecumseh at 5-6 with a 13-10 record. Then we've got North Posey at 4-7 with an 8-14 record. Forest Park 3-8 with a 7-13 record. Boonville, 2-10 record with a 3-19 overall record. Mount Vernon, 1-11 with a 2-20 record. And Pike Central rounding out the Pocket Athletic Conference at the bottom at 0-12 with a 2-20 record. So that's the breakdown of the conference standings in the Pocket Athletic Conference for girls basketball. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem coming up just in a little bit. And when we come back, I will bring you the starting lineups for tonight's game, and we'll tip off this final regular season game for the Lady Vikings of North Posey and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
North Posey Athletics on WPIW are brought to you by Froggy's Restaurant in Wadesville. Open Monday through Saturday from 10:30 until 9. Froggy's will fill you up with their signature grilled pork steaks, catfish fillets, pizzas, wraps, burgers, and so much more. Don't forget about Monday night trivia starting at 7 and the Thursday night treasure hunt drawings at 6. There's something for everyone at Froggy's. 7247 Main Street in Wadesville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want. along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
At NYX, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. NYX is located in Poseyville, Indiana, and is always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to browse our careers and start your journey with NYX today at nyxmetals.com. That's nyxmetals.com.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine. 140 North, St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
You've looked everywhere but just can't find that perfect shirt. Stop looking and ask for exactly what you want with Amber Sweet Tees. Whether it's for a family gathering, a big life moment, something you've dreamed up, or custom school spirit wear, Amber can create the perfect shirt at a fantastic price. To see what's hot off the press and current pricing, visit Amber Sweet Tees on Facebook or call 812-430-1572 to discuss your needs and wants. Amber Sweet Tees, the go-to for custom t-shirts in Posey County. Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs.
Thank you for listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. Starting lineups tonight, starting for Forest Park, is junior number 10, Carly Schnell. Then freshman number 22, Molly Combs. Senior number 24, Caitlin Betts. Sophomore number 30, Jenna Berg. Then freshman number 32, Avery Hill. And the Lady Rangers are coached by Jacob Berg. The Lady Vikings, North Posey, starting line for them tonight. Sophomore number 3, Mallory Lewis, averages 7.8 points per contest. And we got senior number 4, Ashton Elpers, averages 4.6 points per game. Also starting tonight and forward, the sophomore number 20, Ella Weatherholt, 4.4 points per game. Then number 23 is Jazz Ward, averaging 7.9 points per game. Then rounding out the starting five is number 32, Ellie Jo Johnson, the sophomore, averages 7.4 points per game. And they are coached by Jessica Shank. So we're about squared away here. Thank you for listening here tonight on WPIW 98.9 FM. Well, teams are walking on the court right now. We got Jazz Ward going to be jumping up against number 32, Avery Hill. Hill is a freshman. She's tall. Here we go. And we are squared away. And Forest Park won the tip-off. And on the ball is Carly Schnell, number 10, Forest Park. Schnell passed the ball over to Jenna Berg. And Berg got called for traveling. So there's a turnover by the Lady Rangers. Down 7:48 left here, first quarter. Still a scoreless game. Mallory Luke's bringing the ball to court for Lady Vikings. She gets the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson gets over to Weatherholt. Out to Luke. Luke takes a three-point shot. Air balls. Rebounded by Ashton Elpers. In the middle there to Kelly Joe Johnson. Johnson missed the basket. Rebounded by number 10, Carly Schnell. Schnell got the ball to Jenna Berg. Back to Schnell. Schnell passed the ball back to Jenna Berg. The ball out to number 32, Avery Hill. In the middle to Berg. Berg throws one on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. Ella Joe Johnson gets the ball up the court to Jazz Ward. Back out to Johnson. On the corner to Lugs. Lugs takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ashton Elpers. Back in the middle there to Ward. Ward tried to pass it, and it went out of bounds on Forks Park. So it'll be North Posey ball. 6:43 left here, first quarter. Still scoreless game. Elpers inbound the ball. She gets an inbounds to Johnson. Johnson passes it over to Elpers outside the three-point line. At the top of the key to Ward. Ward passes it back to Elpers. Elpers gets it inside to Weatherholt. Weatherholt tries to make a shot, and she gets it blocked by Avery Hill. So it's going to be out of bounds on North Posey. First park ball. Down 6:26 left here, first quarter. Still a scoreless game. Berg gets the ball over to 24. Caitlin Betts in the middle to Hill. Hill picked off the glass and missed it. Rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. Lewis takes another shot. Goes in. It's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 2-0 for Posey. 5:59 left here, first quarter. First part get across the 10-second line. Jenna Burke's hand on the ball for the Lady Rangers. She gets it over to 22, Molly Combs. Passes back to Combs. Back to Berg. Berg takes a three-point shot. It's good. Jenna Berg, three-point basket. Score now is 3-2 Forest Park. 5:29 left here, first quarter. Ward outside top of the key. Gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis passes the ball to Weatherholt. Weatherholt over to Johnson. Johnson drives into the lane. Throws one up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Jenna Berg. Forest Park's bringing the ball to court. Molly DeCombs takes a long three-point shot, airballs it, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, no, it didn't go out of bounds. But North Posey's able to recover back. Johnson's got the ball for North Posey. Johnson gets the ball over to Lewis. Lewis is way outside the three-point line, gets it over to Johnson. Johnson passes it to Elpers outside the top of the key. Elpers decides just to kick it back a little bit. Passes it back over to Johnson. To Ward. Just passes in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball blocked by Avery Hill. That's their second block of the game for Avery Hill. Burke takes a three-point shot, airballs it. And Luke is able to recover it back. So Marpo's got the ball back in. Johnson takes a three-point shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Berg. Gets the ball to number 10, Carly Schnell. Back to Berg. Down to 4 minutes left here, first quarter. 3-2, Forest Park leads. Schnell tries inside the lane there. Tries to go up with a shot, missed it. Rebounded by Ashton Elpers. Elpers gets the ball over to Lugs. Lugs still dribbling the ball for the Lady Vikings. Gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson lays it in, and she's going to be fouled. Go to the line for two. That foul is going to be a number 32, Avery Hill. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the first quarter for Forest Park. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson makes her first free throw shot. It's good. Tie score now 3-3. Johnson is a 60% free throw shooter on the season. Coming in the game for North Posey is number 12, Alyssa Heath. And also coming in the game for Forest Park is number 33, Ashlyn Dilger. Johnson's going to take a second free throw shot. It goes up. Off the rim, no good. And we got a foul underneath the basket there. And that foul is going to be on number 12, Alyssa Heath. Pushing a push off. That's our first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. 3-3 tie game, 3:33 left here. First quarter, all these threes. So here we go. So Schnell got the ball, gave it to Betts. Betts, one look at the dribble, goes back to Schnell. Schnell hands the ball off to 24, Kalen Betts. Burke's got the ball for Forest Park. Berg, a separate dribble, a little too soon, gives it over to Betts. Betts still dribbling, lost the ball to Elpers. Elpers stole the ball from her. Got the ball to Lugs. Lugs passed on the corner there to Ward. Ward passed out top of the key to Elpers. Elpers got the ball to Lugs, back to Elpers. So the Lady Vikings can take the lead here in this possession. Ward almost lost it right there a minute ago, but she's able to recover it. Got the ball to Lugs. Lugs passes it back out to Elpers. Elpers throws one up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Carly Schnell. And we got a reach around foul on number 23, Jazz Ward. That's going to be Ward's first personal foul. And that'll be the second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Coming in the game for Forest Park is number 2, Riley Henson. And back in the game for North Posey is Ella Weatherholt. Jazz Ward. In the middle there to Betts, and Betts is going to be fouled. And that foul, that shot's going to count. Kalen Betts gets a 2-point basket there. That foul was on Ellie Jo Johnson. That's her first personal foul. 13th foul of the quarter. Betts takes her free throw shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. And we got a jump ball. That's going to be North Posey's ball on the jump ball. We go down 2:08 left. Forest Park's got a 5-3 lead over North Posey. Johnson gets the ball to Elpers. Elpers passes it on the corner to Heath. He takes one dribble, passes it over to Lukes. Lukes gets the ball to Elpers. Elpers tried to make a pass in the middle there. And we got another jump ball, so it's going to be Forest Park ball now. So we're down 1:45 left on the clock. First quarter, 5-3. Forest Park leads this game. Jenna Burke's bringing the ball to court for Forest Park. She gets the ball over to Riley Henson. Henson gets the ball to number 3, Clara Warren, who just came in the game. In the middle, Dilger back out to Burke. Burke just lost the ball by stolen by Delpers. Delpers able to steal it. Laid it up by Lugs. It's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis, 5-5 tie game. 1:14 left here, first quarter. And we got a timeout. We got a 30-second timeout here. So North Posey went to full court press, and Forest Park wasn't going to get across the 10-second line in time, so they just decided to call a timeout. So 1:12 left here, first quarter, 5-5 tie game. Not bad so far, a little bit. Little hectic on both sides, but they started off pretty slow there to get points on the board. But we got some. It's a low scoring game, and we'll just go from here. So hopefully North Posey can pick the pace up a little bit and maybe take off and get a W tonight. So we'll see what happens. Both teams are walking back on the court as we speak. Forest Park's gonna have the ball when we get back in the play here. 5-5 tie game. Minute 12 left here, first quarter. Thanks for listening to us here in WPIW. Jenna Berg's bringing the ball to the court for Forest Park. She gets it over to Snell. Snell passes in the corner to 22, Molly Combs. Combs lists a dribble up a little too soon, gives it to Snell. Snell gets double teamed, and we got another jump ball. That one's going to go to Norposi. So on the court right now for Norposi is Lugs, Elpers, Weatherholt, Johnson, and Ward. Under a minute left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings got the ball. Johnson's got it on the corner, pass it out to Weatherholt. Weatherholt gives the ball to Elpers. Ward handling the ball right now. She passed the ball to Johnson. Johnson outside three-point line. Lugs has got the ball. Lugs is taking dribble inside the lane, drives in. Tries to throw a basket up, gets her own rebound, gets it back out to Ward. Ward takes a shot, missed it. Weatherholt was able to get the rebound and threw it back up, and it went in as good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt, 7-5 Norposi. 16.4 left here. Norposi got the ball back. Johnson laid it up. It's good. Ellie Jo Johnson, two-point basket, and she was fouled as well. So that foul was on number 22, Molly Combs. That's her first personal foul, second team foul of the quarter for Forest Park. So going to the line for the three-point play is Ellie Jo Johnson. And the game for Norposi is at number 14, Addie Murphy, and number 10, Kayla Seibert. Johnson takes her free throw shot, missed it. No good. Rebounded by Elpers. Down to five now on the clock. Johnson's got the ball. 3-2-1. Elpers takes a shot and missed it. That is the end of the first quarter. Norposi leads us after one quarter, 9-5. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
At every turn, you can count on the team at Barton Automotive to keep your vehicle running safely and reliably. Their ASE Certified Master Technicians protect your investment by utilizing the latest advanced diagnostic equipment and offering the highest quality parts, all backed by a nationwide 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. For 15 years, Barton Automotive has served the tri-state area with integrity and treat their customers as friends. Give Barton a call today to schedule your next alignment, tire replacement, brake service, diesel repair, and everything in between.
812-985-3000.
Thank you for listening to us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Start of the second quarter coming up. Forest Park's going to get the ball to start the quarter. 9-5, Norposi leads this game. Start of the second quarter here. Thanks for listening to us tonight. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here. Norposi Gymnasium. Between the Lady Vikings of Norposi and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. Molly Combs got the ball for Forest Park. She takes one dribble, gets it out to Betts. Betts gives the ball over to Berg. Berg takes one dribble, gives it back to Combs. Over to number 3, Claire Warren. Warren tried to make the pass, and Jazz Ward was able to steal it. Vikings got the ball. Mallory Lukes decided to just move, kind of walk back out with the ball a little bit. Tries to set a play up. Got the ball to Murphy. In the middle to Weatherholt and lost control of it. Jenna Berg's got the ball for Forest Park. Berg hands it off to Betts. Or to Warren, takes a three-point shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. Gets the ball to Mallory Lukes. Lukes. Inside lane, gives it out to Elpers. Elpers takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket. Ashton Elpers. 12-5. Norposi leads. 6:53 left here. Second quarter. Claire Warren's got the ball for Forest Park. Warren lost control of it. Got Elpers double still. Elpers drive going to lane, lays it up. It's good. Ashton Elpers, two-point basket, 14-5. North Posey leads this game. We got a timeout. And I'm not sure if it's a 30-second or a full timeout here. We'll see. We got a full timeout, so we're going to step away for a moment. 14-5, North Posey, 6:39 left, second quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Are you looking for a reliable and trusting home away from home for your most precious pets while you're traveling? Do you want to take your dog somewhere to burn off some energy while you work? Then check out the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch, your newest Posey County dog boarding and daycare facility. Spoiling pets is their pleasure. Just register your pet online and schedule an appointment today at yellowbonedoggyranch.com or call 812-455-8285. Reserve your pet stay today at the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch.
Welcome back to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the Lady Vikings and North Posey and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. 6:39 left here, second quarter. North Posey's got a 14-5 lead. They jumped out here on a 5-0 run here to start the second quarter off and have extended their lead to 9 points right now. So North Posey's playing pretty good ball. They're in a full court press right now. Forest Park's going to inbound the ball, and they're going to go the full length of the court. They got the ball inbounds. Got it over to Betts. Back to Berg. Berg's got across midcourt line to Betts. Over in the corner to Henson. Betts got the ball for Forest Park. Just bounce pass it over to Betts, or to Berg. Gets the ball over to Henson on the corner, back to Berg. Henson takes a three-point shot. It is good. Three-point basket by Riley Henson. 14-8 is your score now. 6:03 left here, second quarter. Heath handles the ball. She gets it back to Johnson, back to Heath. Heath gets the ball over to Ward. Ward drives inside the lane there. And Ward is going to be fouled. She did get fouled in that play. She's not sure who it's on. That foul is on number 24, Caitlin Betts. Her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter. Forest Park on the line for two free throw shots. Is Jazz Ward, and she made her first one. Ward is a 59% free throw shooter on the season. Score now is 15-8. North Posey. Ward gets her to take her second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. 16-8 is your score. Down to 5:45 left here in the second quarter. Lady Vikings got an 8-point lead. Berg gets the ball over to Molly Combs. Combs passes it to Henson. Henson back to Combs. Combs over in the corner to Betts. Back out to Combs. Over to Betts. Baseline. Betts takes a three-point shot. Air balls it. No good. Rebounded. And rebounded by Avery Hill. And Hill was fouled on that play. She could go line for two. That foul's on Ellie Jo Johnson. That's her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for two free throw shots is Avery Hill. Hill takes her first free throw shot. It is good. Hill is a freshman center for Forest Park. Score is 16-9 now. Hill missed her second free throw shot. 16-9 is your score now. North Posey leads. 5:12 left here, second quarter. Mallory Lukes is handling the ball from North Posey. Lukes drives in the lane there. She decides to pass it back out to Heath. He takes a three-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. Betts brings the ball up the court. Molly Combs takes a three-point shot. Air balls it. Rebound it. And we got a jump ball. And that's going to go to North Posey. Down to 4:48 left here now in the second quarter now. Lady Vikings got a 7-point lead at 16-9. Hooks got the ball from North Posey. Hooks gets the ball out the top of the key to Heath. Or in the corner to J- Johnson back out to Elpers in the middle to Ward. Pass it back up to Luke. Luke takes 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jenna Berg. Gets the ball to Riley Henson. Henson over to Combs. Back to Berg. Berg takes 3-point shot. It's good. Jenna Berg, 3-point basket. They score now 16-12, North Posey. Forest Park make a little run here. He's got the ball from North Posey. And then Forest Park knocks that out of bounds. It's going to be Viking ball. Here, 3:59 mark of the second quarter. North Posey got a 16-12 lead. North Posey inbounds the ball. It inbounds to Lugs. Lugs passes it back to Heath. Heath looking for an open player. Gets it to Ward. Outside 3-point line to Lugs. She hands it off to Elpers. Over in the corner to Ward. Ward back out to Elpers. Elpers on the other side to Lugs. Lugs drives in the lane there. Throws one up. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. Jenna Burke bringing the ball to the court for Forest Park. She lays it up on the glass. Goes in. It's good. 2-point basket by Forest Park. 16-14 is your score. We got a timeout again. This is a 30-second timeout this time. So we're down 3:24 left here, second quarter. North Posey got a slim 16-14 lead now. They were leading as much as 14-5 a minute ago. And Forest Park has went on a 9-2 run over the last couple minutes on North Posey. So this is what I'm talking about, playing 32 minutes of basketball. North Posey got to play 32 minutes of basketball. They want to keep their season alive in this, coming up in this postseason. This game really doesn't really count as much, but coming this postseason time, it's either win or go home, you know. So that's what it's going to be like, you know. So they got to hope they realize that. And you can play a full 32 minutes of basketball come Tuesday, you know, against Crawford County, which is a very good team and a state-ranked team. So we'll see what happens here. If you're just joining us, we got 3:24 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings lead this game 16-14 over Forest Park. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WPIW 98.9 FM. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight. North Posey going to inbound the ball underneath the Forest Park bench, or the basket, and they're going to go full length of the court. So Lugs is bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. It's the ball over to, in the middle, to Ward. Ward throws one up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. Berg's bringing the ball up the court for Forest Park. She gets the ball over to Schnell. Back to Berg. Berg takes a 3-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Lugs. Lugs gets a pass blocked by 22, Molly Combs. Forest Park's got the ball back here with 2:47 left in the first half. Schnell on the ball. Forest Park gets in the middle there to Avery Hill. Hill missed the basket. And we got a foul on, looks like it's going to be a North Posey, so. And that foul's going to be on Ella Weatherholt. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going to the line for 2 free throw shots is number 3, Claire Warren. And takes her first free throw shot is no good off the front of the rim. Gets ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's no off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Avery Hill. Hill misses the shot. Rebounded by Lugs. For Posey. Took the ball in the middle there to Heath. Heath tried to lay it in. No good. Got her own rebound. And she's going to go on line for 2. And that foul is on number 22, Molly Combs. And that's her second personal foul, second team foul of the quarter for Forest Park. Alyssa Heath is a 77% free throw shooter of the season. Their first free throw shot, she missed it. Heath is at least a team in free throw shooting percentage this year. He takes her second free throw shot. It's up. It rolls in. It's good. So she goes 1-for-2 at the line there. 17-14 is your score. 2:19 left here in the first half. Forsberg gets across the 10-second line. Three-point basket by Forsberg. No good. Rebounded by Ashton Elpers. Elpers gets the ball up the court to Heath. Heath tries to go in. Tries to lay it up. No good. Rebound. Gets her own rebound. Tries to throw it up again. Missed it. Rebounded by number 3, Claire Warren. Forsberg's got the ball. Under 2 minutes left here in the first half. Burke's handling the ball for Forsberg. Burke gets the ball out to Claire Warren. Warren tries to throw in the middle there to Hill, and Jazz Ward got her hand in there, so it's going to be a Forsberg ball with a minute and 37 seconds left here in the first half. Forsberg inbounds the ball, gets it into, it gets inbounds. You get it in the middle, and a good defensive play by Ward, but it went out on Norposi, so Forsberg's going to get the ball back here. They're going to inbound the ball underneath her basket. Lady Vikings got a 3-point lead, 17-14. Minute 33 left here, second quarter. Get inbounds to 33. Ashlyn Dillinger. Warren takes a shot, airballs it, rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Posey got the ball. And a minute 20 left here in the first half. Ward gets the ball to Elpers. Right side top of the key to Heath. Going to corner to Ward. Ward tried to make a pass, and it went out. And the Forsberg player, Carly Schnell, was able to recover the pass. Stole the pass from Ward, but her foot was on the out-of-bound line. So it's going to be more Posey ball. Minute 12 left here in the second quarter. Coming back in the game for Forsberg, number 24, Caitlin Betts, 4:33, Ashlyn Dillinger. Lady Vikings get the ball in bounds. He's got the ball outside the top of the key. Over in the corner to Ward. Ward takes a shot. Rolls off. No good. Rebounded by Elpers. Elpers goes back up with it. Picks off the glass. It's good. Ashton Elpers, 2-point basket. 19-14. Mark Posey leads this game. Under a minute left here, first half. And, whoa. I thought he pointed towards Forest Park. I was like, nobody from North Posey can touch that ball. So here we go. So Ellie Jo Johnson's back in the game now for Ashton Elpers. 50 seconds left here, first half. North Posey got a 19-14 lead. Lugs is handling the ball from North Posey, gives it over to Johnson. Johnson drives inside lane. Let's pass it back out to Lugs. Lugs tried to lay it up and got it blocked by Avery Hill. That's like Hill's fourth block tonight. And Johnson just got fouled going to the basket. And that foul is on Jenna Berg. That's her first personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for Forest Park. Johnson takes her first free throw shot. It is no good. So Ellie Jo Johnson's going to take her second free throw shot. Come here. Down 33 seconds left. Johnson nails her second free throw shot. Ashton Elpers is going to come back in the game for Johnson. 20-14 is your score now. Posey leads by 6. Under 30 seconds left here. First half. Jenna Berg on the ball for Forsberg. She gets it over to Schnell. Schnell tries to set the lane there. Throws one up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. 14 seconds left on the clock. It's the ball to Elpers. Over in the corner to Lugs. Lugs gets the ball in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up. Missed it. Was able to get her own rebound back. Got it out to Lugs. One. And into half. And that is your half. At the end of the first half, North Posey leads this game 20-14 over Forest Park. We're going to step away for a moment, and when we come back, we'll bring you the first half totals. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
North Posey Athletics on WPIW are brought to you by Froggy's Restaurant in Wadesville. Open Monday through Saturday from 10:30 until 9. Froggy's will fill you up with their signature grilled pork steaks, catfish fillets, pizzas, wraps, burgers, and so much more. Don't forget about Monday night trivia starting at 7 and the Thursday night treasure hunt drawings at 6. There's something for everyone at Froggy's. 7247 Main Street in Wadesville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
In 1902, Nick's Metals started as a blacksmith and wagon repair shop right here in Poseyville, and it has grown to become so much more. For over 100 years, Nick's Metals has been putting their name on their work. From industrial products to manufacturing and field services, Nick's Metals is one company with many solutions. Give them a call today at 812-874-2422. Nick's Metals, forging ahead since 1902.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
You've looked everywhere but just can't find that perfect shirt. Stop looking and ask for exactly what you want with Amber Sweet Tees. Whether it's for a family gathering, a big life moment, something you've dreamed up, or custom school spirit wear, Amber can create the perfect shirt at a fantastic price. To see what's hot off the press and current pricing, visit Amber Sweet Tees on Facebook or call 812-430-1572 to discuss your needs and wants. Amber Sweet Tees, the go-to for custom t-shirts in Posey County.
Thank you for listening to this on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium. We are at the half right now. North Posey leads this game 20-14 over Forest Park. We're about 5.5 minutes away from the start of the second half. But we're going to go through the scoring breakdown real quick. By quarters, North Posey won the first quarter 9-5. They started off the game of... They started off the game a little slow. They took the 2-0 lead, started off the game, and then Forest Park led 5-3. Then North Posey tied it up at 5-5, and then they closed out the quarter at 9-5. Second quarter came around. North Posey jumped out to as much as 9 points at 14-5, and were leading. Then Forest Park called a timeout, regrouped. Then they went on a 9-2 run of their own, and closed the gap to 16-14. And now we're at the half right now with North Posey leading by 6 at 20-14. Individual scoring wise, in the half, leading away for North Posey is Ashton Elpers with 7 points in her final home game here at North Posey. So she's got all 7 of her points here in the second quarter. She got 1 3-point basket and 2 2-point baskets. Then we got Ellie Jo Johnson with 4 points, Mallory Lewis with 4 points, Jazz Ward with 2 points, Ella Weatherholt with 2 points, and Alyssa Heath with 1 point. Leading the way for Forest Park is Jenna Berg with 8 points. She got 8 of the Lady Rangers' 14 points. Then we got Riley Henson with 3 points, Kaylin Betts with 2 points, and Avery Hill with 1 point. Avery Hill's also got, I think she's got 1 point and 4 block shots. So if you want to add that in there too as well. Free throw wise in the half, at the first half, North Posey went 5-for-8 at the free throw line, while Forest Park went 1-for-4. Foul totals, they're pretty even across the board. Both of them had five fouls between, you know, each team had 5 fouls in the first half. So they're calling the game across the board pretty evenly. Nobody can say it's going one way or whatever. So, but that's what's happened in the first half. So we're about 3 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're going to step away for a moment. At the halftime break right now, we're at 20-14. North Posey leads this game. When we come back, we'll bring you the start of the second half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
At every turn, you can count on the team at Barton Automotive to keep your vehicle running safely and reliably. Their ASE Certified Master Technicians protect your investment by utilizing the latest advanced diagnostic equipment and offering the highest quality parts, all backed by a nationwide 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. For 15 years, Barton Automotive has served the tri-state area with integrity and treat their customers as friends. Give Barton a call today to schedule your next alignment, tire replacement, brake service, diesel repair, and everything in between.
812-985-3000. Are you looking for a reliable and trusting home away from home for your most precious pets while you're traveling? Do you want to take your dog somewhere to burn off some energy while you work? Then check out the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch, your newest Posey County dog boarding and daycare facility. Spoiling pets is their pleasure. Just register your pet online and schedule an appointment today at yellowbonedoggyranch.com or call 812-455-8285. Reserve your pet stay today at the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch. North Posey Athletics on WPIW are brought to you by Froggy's Restaurant in Wadesville. Open Monday through Saturday from 10:30 until 9. Froggy's will fill you up with their signature grilled pork steaks, catfish fillets, pizzas, wraps, burgers, and so much more. Don't forget about Monday night trivia starting at 7 and the Thursday night treasure hunt drawings at 6. There's something for everyone at Froggy's. 7247 Main Street in Wadesville.
Thank you for listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium in the season finale between North Posey and Forest Park. We're going to start the third quarter. North Posey leads this game 20-14 over Forest Park. Kind of a low scoring first half. Not much really going on, really, but North Posey's hanging in there, and they've maintained the lead most of this way. So they led by as much as 9 points at 14-5 to begin the second quarter. And Forest Park fought back on a 9-2 run to cut that lead down to 2 points. But North Posey was able to keep the lead and maintained it. So here we go. Start of the second half. Forest Park's going to get the ball to start the quarter. So here we go. Lady Rangers inbound the ball. Get into Carly Snell for 10. She's being guarded by Mallory Lewis. It's over to number 24, Betts. Betts takes a shot. It goes in. It's good. Caitlin Betts, two-point basket. 22-16 is your score. Or 20-16. 20-16 is your score. Got a little ahead of myself. So Lady Vikings got a four-point lead, 20-16. 7:30 left here in the second half. Gets the ball in the middle to Ward. Ward banks it off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. Now it's 22-16. 7:15 left here in third quarter. Shot by Schnell was no good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Johnson's got the ball. Gets it in the middle there to Ward. Ward banks it off the glass. It's good again. Another two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 24-16 is your score. Lady Vikings got an eight-point lead again for this. And that went out of bounds on Forest Park, so North Posey's going to get the ball back. So good defensive play there by North Posey. Way to step with their defense, North Posey did, on that play. So Lady Vikings got the ball back. Luges is handling the ball for North Posey. She gets it over to Elpers. Elpers, seeing who moves, gives it out to Ward, outside three-point line. Ward passes the ball to Weatherholt at the top of the key. Weatherholt's waiting for Johnson. Johnson moves. Johnson takes a few dribbles, passes it over to Lewis. Lewis passes it back to Johnson. Over in the corner to Elpers. In the middle to Ward. Back out to Lewis. Lewis takes a three-point shot. It's up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ashton Elpers. Elpers gets the ball over to Lewis. Lewis back to Elpers. Gets the ball to Ward. Outside three-point line. Elpers takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. And Weatherholt goes up and she got fouled. And that foul is on number 10, Carly Schnell. It's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Forest Park. Going the line for two free throw shots is Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt nails her first free throw shot. Weatherholt is a 56% free throw shooter on the season. Score now is 25-16 North Posey. 6 minutes exactly left here in the third quarter. Weatherholt takes the second free throw shot. Goes up. Rolls in, and it's good. Weatherholt gets her fourth point of the game. 26-16 now. Biggest lead of the game tonight for North Posey. Under 6 minutes left here in third quarter. North Posey's at a full-court press, and Forest Park called a timeout. They were having a hard time getting across the midcourt line. That's a 30-second timeout. So a full timeout. We're going to full timeout now. So full timeout, 26-16. North Posey leads this game. 5:57 left here in the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Viking basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
We are back. Thank you for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. This is the final regular season game of the year for both teams. actually, yeah, this is the last game of the season for both teams. Make sure you look at my schedule, right? But Forest Park plays South Spencer in their first game of the sectional. So Forest Park's going to get down the ball, start to play here again. 5:51 left here, third quarter. Berg's got the ball for Forest Park. She's been guarded by Johnson. Gets the ball to Warren. Johnson stole the ball. Johnson's got the ball. Johnson driving down the lane there. She lays one up. No good. And it's going to be North Posey ball. That went out of bounds on Forest Park. So coming in the game for Forest Park is number 33, Ashlyn Dilger, for 22, Molly Combs. North Posey gets in, ball in bounds. Ward's got the ball. Ward drives in the lane there. Throws one up. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt banks off the glass. It's good. Ella Weatherholt, two-point basket. 28-16 is your score. Weatherholt's got 4 points here just in the third quarter. Mooser total up to six now in the game. Betts gets the ball out to Warren in the middle to Hill. And Hill got fouled by Weatherholt at play. That's gonna be Ella Weatherholt's second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Hill takes a shot, pulls in, it's good. Avery Hill gets her second point in the game. 28-17 is your score. Hill takes her second free throw shot, goes up, it's good. So Hill goes 2 for 2 there at the line there on that play. North Posey leads this game by 10 points at 28-18. Lewis gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson over to Elpers outside top of the key. She bounce passes over to Lewis. Lewis passes it to Ward. Ward gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Ellie Joe Johnson, three-point basket. And we got another full timeout. 31-18 North Posey. 4:41 left here, third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thank you for listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. 4:41 left here, third quarter. North Posey's got a lead of 31-18 over Forest Park. Forest Park called another full timeout just a minute ago. Kind of slowed North Posey down, and it's just not working. So North Posey looking pretty good to start off this third quarter. Ella Weatherholt's got 4 points. Jazz Ward's got 4 points. And Ellie Joe Johnson's got just nailed a three-point basket. So North Posey's still in a full-court press. Forest Park's getting the ball back in bounds. And almost lost. Ellie Joe Johnson almost stole the ball away from him. They get across court to Dilger. Forest Park was able to get across court. Berg got the ball around the corner to 24. Kaylin Betts for a three-point basket. So 31-21 now is your score. Weatherholt took a shot. Ward got a hold, got the basket, took another shot, missed it. Rebounded by Jenna Berg. Three-point basket by Forest Park. No good. Rebounded by Ashton Elpers. Ojo Johnson's bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. She gets the ball over to Ward. Ward passes it to Elpers. Oh, and that ball, I'm not sure who that, they said it went off the foot of North Posey, so it's going to be Forest Park ball. Down 3:42 left here, third quarter. North Posey got a 10-point lead at 31-21. Forced Parker in the ball to court. Kalen Betts killing the ball for Lady Rangers. Betts pass the ball over to Schnell. Schnell drives in, makes a basket, no good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ellie Jo Johnson's got the ball for North Posey. She drives into the side lane there, and she got her shot blocked by Avery Hill. Forest Park's got the ball back. Riley Henson passes it to Schnell. Schnell back to Henson. To get the ball to Hill. Hill takes a three-point shot. It's good. Avery Hill, three-point basket. 31-24 now is your score. So Forest Park's making a little bit of a run. Ward lays one up on the glass, and she is fouled. That foul is on number 33, Ashlyn Dilger. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Forest Park. Ward takes her first free throw shot. It's up. It's good. Jazz Ward makes her first one. 32-24 now is your score. 2:43 left here, third quarter. Ward takes her second free throw shot. Goes up. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. So Schnell's got the ball for Forest Park. She passes over to Betts. Betts passes it to Henson. Or Schnell in the middle to Hill. And Hill just got fouled by Jazz Ward. That will be Ward's second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for two free throw shots will be Avery Hill. Hill nails her first, she hits her first free throw shot. Score now is 32-25. North Posey leads. 2:22 left in the third quarter. Hill takes her second free throw shot. Goes up. Rolls in. It's good. Avery Hill's having a pretty good third quarter here. 32-26 now is your score. Forest Park got back in the game. Only down six now. Uppers takes a shot. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Ward. Back out to Johnson. Johnson takes a shot, no good. Rebounded by Schnell for Forest Park. Henson's got the ball for Forest Park. Gets in the middle. And Ward was able to steal the pass. Johnson gets the ball to Heath. Back over to Johnson. Elper's got the ball now. Down to minute 40. Ward takes a shot. It's up. It's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 34-26 now is your score. Minute 33 left here, third quarter. Schnell gets the ball to Henson. Henson takes a three-point shot. Rolls off the glass. No good. And we're going to get it over the back. It's probably going to be on Elper's, I think. That was on Ashton Elpers. That's her first personal foul. 13th foul of the quarter for North Posey. So, minute 24 left here. Third quarter. Forest Park's got the ball. North Posey's got a 8-point lead. Vikings got the ball back. Elpers pass the ball over to Heath. Johnson's got it now. And the ball, Ward's driving the lane there, and Ward got her shot blocked by Berg. Heath just took a shot and went up. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 36-26 now is your score. And North Posey just stole the ball back again. Down to 45 seconds left here in the third quarter. Eddie Vikings got his 10-point lead at 36-26. And that pass just went through Ellie Jo Johnson's hands. Forest Park got the ball back. Molly Combs got the ball in the middle there to number three, Clara Warren, for a 2-point basket. 36-28 your score. 20 seconds left here in the quarter. Johnson lays one off the glass. It's good. Ellie Joe Johnson, two-point basket. 38-28, your score. 4 seconds left. Luke's got the ball. Goes back up with it. And that's the end of the quarter. At the end of three quarters, North Posey leads this game 38-28 over Forest Park. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Thank you for listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the Lady Vikings and North Posey and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. We're going to start the fourth quarter. North Posey's got a 38-28 lead over Forest Park. Last quarter, North Posey won the third quarter 18-14. Very high score. That's probably the most points. That's more points than what they put up almost in the first half. So, in the third quarter. So, a lot of scoring in that third quarter. A lot of up and down. It's kind of like a track meet. So, North Posey got the ball to start the fourth quarter. Luges has got the ball for North Posey. Got across the midcourt line. Luges. Pass the ball over to Weatherholt. Holtz has that top of the key. Back to Luges. Luges lost the ball to Dilger. So Forest Park's got the ball back. Could handle the ball. Three-point basket by 22. Molly Combs, no good. Rebounded by Ellie Joe Johnson. In the middle there to Luges. Luges lays it up. It's good. Mallory Luges, two-point basket. 40-28 your score now. North Posey leads this game. And it's out of bounds on Forest Park. So North Posey going to get the ball back here. 7:13 left here in the game. Lady Vikings got a 40-28 lead over Forest Park. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to court for Lady Vikings. Got across the midcourt line. The ball to Elbers. In the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt banks one off the glass. It's good. Oh, Weatherholt gets her 8th point in the game. 42-28 your score. 14-point lead for North Posey. It's their biggest lead of the night. Betts takes the 3-point. Oh, no, that was Berg. Took a 3-point shot. That's good. Jenna Berg, 3-point basket. 42-31 now is your score. Berg has 11 points now for the Lady Rangers. She leads them in scoring right now. Addie Murphy's got the ball for North Posey. Murphy gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson drives inside the lane, down the baseline. She loses control of it, and she's got to go out of bounds. So, turnover by North Posey. Coming back in the game for North Posey is number 3, Mallory Luges. She's coming in the game for Ellie Joe Johnson. Berg gets across the midcourt line. She gets over to Chanel. Chanel back out to Betts. In the middle to Hill. And Ward's going to get called for a foul on that one. This is going to be Jazz Ward. This is going to be a third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Forest Park's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Get it inbounds to Hill. Back out to Chanel. Chanel takes dribble, passes it on the corner to Hill. Hill gives it out to Betts. Betts takes a couple dribbles, gives the ball to Molly Combs. Combs passes it over to Berg. Burke throws in the middle of the hill. Hill banks off the glass. It's good. That's a nice play by Forest Park on that play. 42-33 now is your score. And Luke's trying to make a pass, and it went out of bounds. So another turnover by North Posey. Ellie Joe Johnson's back in the game for North Posey for Addie Murphy. Forest Park brings the ball to court. They got across the midcourt line. Bird bounce passes in the middle to Betts. Betts tried to make a shot and got it blocked. Hill just stole the ball from Ward. Ward was able to get it back. So North Posey got the ball. Johnson got some, throws the ball to court, and it went out of bounds on Forest Park. So North Posey going to get the ball. They're going to inbound the ball underneath the basket. 5:04 left here in this game. Lady Vikings got a 9-point lead of 42-33. In the middle to Ward. Ward banks out the glass. It's good. And Ward's going to go to the line for two, for another, for one free throw shot. 44-33 now is your score. One life for a three-point play is Jazz Ward. Ward takes a free throw shot. Rolls off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. Johnson takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Elpers. Ward's got the ball. Skids around the corner to Johnson. Johnson drives in the lane here. Takes a shot. Got it blocked by Avery Hill. Hill's racking up some block shots tonight. He throws one up, and Johnson Hill gets a rebound and throws it up. Another two-point basket by Avery Hill. 44-35 now is your score. Ward tried to throw a shot up, and she was fouled by 32. Avery Hill has her second personal foul. It's the second team foul of the quarter for Forest Park. Ward goes the free throw line. Throws the first one up. It's good. Score now is 45-35. North Posey, 4:29 left here in the game. Ward takes her second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. Ward goes 2 for 2 there at the line on that play. 46-35 is your score. 4:26 left here in the game. And Forest Park just threw it out of bounds. So North Posey going to get the ball back here. 4:23 left in the game. Got an 11-point lead. 46-35. Lewis got across the 10-second line. Pass the ball over to Johnson or to Elpers. Elpers gives it outside the 3-point line to Weatherholt. Weatherholt passes the ball to Lewis. Lewis to Johnson. Johnson to Ward. Ward hands it off to Lewis. Luke decides just to move the ball back out almost the midcourt line. Johnson gets the ball to Luke's. Luke's bounce passes over to Elpers. Elpers takes the 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Johnson takes the shot, air balls it. And it's going to be off North Posey. It's going to be Forest Park ball. 3:37 left here in the game. Alyssa Heath's back in the game for North Posey for Ellie Joe Johnson. So Forest Park's got the ball. Jenna Burke got across the 10-second line. Claire Warren in the middle to number 10, Carly Schnell for a 2-point basket. 46-37 now is your score. And that's going to go out of bounds off of Forest Park. So coming back in the game is Ellie Joe Johnson for Ella Weatherholt. Well, North Posey got inbound the ball. Johnson's got the ball for North Posey. Down 3:13 left in this game. Johnson hands it off to Lewigs. Lewigs passes it, bounce passes it over to Heath. Heath takes one dribble. And North Posey calls a timeout. Not sure if it's a 4 or a 30. This is the 30-second timeout, so it's a 30-second timeout. We're down 3:02 left here in this game. North Posey got a 46-37 lead over Forest Park. North Posey was out. They were up by as much as 14 at one point at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and Forest Park keeps chipping away at the deficit. So they're just not going away. So, but Forest Park future wise, I mean, they're a young team, but with the Avery Hills as a freshman, they're going to be good in the future. So Forest Park's going to be back again, I think, you know. It's like they have been the last couple of years, you know, with the teams they have, you know, with their state final runs and stuff. So they're going to be good in the future. So they're just having a little bit of a down year, but they got the tools to make a run again down the road. Here we go. Back in play now, North Posey getting down the ball. Elpers gets it inbounds to Lewigs. Gets it out to Heath. He takes the three-point shot. It's up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Elpers. Elpers bounce. Passes it to Johnson. Johnson to Elpers. And Elpers. Berg got a hold of the ball. Rebounded by Betts. And went off Betts' foot. It's going to be North Posey ball. 2:40 left here in the game. Now Forest Park's in a full-court press. Get the ball into Heath. Gets the ball to Lewigs. Lewigs gets across the 10-second line. Ball to Elpers. Back to Lewigs. Elpers passes the ball over to Johnson. And North Posey lost the ball again on another turnover. Schnell's got the ball for Forest Park. Schnell still dribbling the ball from Forest Park. Tries driving the lane there. She gets a block by Alyssa Heath. Jazz Ward recovers it. The ball to Elpers. Elpers takes the shot. Rolls in. It's good. Ashton Elpers, two-point basket. 48-37 now is your score. Minute 50 left here in this game. Lady Vikings got an 11-point lead here. Less than 2 minutes left. Avery Hill threw one up, and it went in. And she was fouled as it went in. It's good. Avery Hill, two-point basket. That foul was on Ashton Elpers. That's her second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. Hill goes to the line for a three-point play. Goes up, rolls in, it's good. 48-40 now is your score. Lewis got the ball from North Posey. Gets in the middle there to Ward, and Ward is fouled. One to the basket. That foul was on number 3, Claire Warren. That's her first personal foul. 13th foul. Jazz Ward's going to go to the line for 2 free throw shots. First free throw shot's up. It's good. Score now is 49-40. Down a minute and 34 left here on the clock. Ward gets her to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's good. Chaz Ward got the score up now to 50-40 for Posey. 3-point basket by Forest Park. That was by number 22, Molly Combs. 3-point basket. 50-43 now is your score. Posey got across the 10-second line. Down to minute 16 left on the clock. 50-43 is your score. Pass it over to the middle. Ward takes a shot. Rebounded by Elpers. And we got a timeout. Elpers got a hold of the ball, fell to the ground. was able to get a timeout time. We got a full timeout, so we're going to step away for a moment. 50-43 North Posey. 1 minute exactly left in this game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thank you for listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. 1 minute exactly left in this fourth quarter. Lady Vikings got a 50-43 lead over Forest Park. North Posey going to get the ball to start when we come back here to play. They're inbound the ball underneath their basket. They had to call a timeout when Ashton Uppers got a hold of the ball and wasn't on the ground. So instead of taking a turnover, call a timeout, get the ball back. She got the ball inbounds to Johnson. Under a minute left here now. And we got another timeout. We got another full timeout. So 51.9 seconds left. 50-43 North Posey leads. We're a step away for a moment. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Nix in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, as well as machinists. Join our fifth generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holidays and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix today at nixmetals.com. That's NIXMETALS.com.
Thank you for listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Forest Park Lady Rangers. 50-43 North Posey leads this game. 51.9 seconds left in this matchup. North Posey going to inbound the ball right outside the midcourt line. We come back and play here. Here we go. Helper's going to inbound the ball from North Posey. If she can get an inbounds. And she got, and we got a push off, and they didn't call it. And we got another, that was another, I guess they made it for the last call. So North Posey going to get the ball back. 46.9 seconds left now. That was two missed calls by their officiating. But that went, but they missed one on North Posey's side, they missed one on Forest Park's side, so can't really say anything. And Lewis got the ball in bounds, and she got fouled by Riley Henson. That's going to be Henson's first personal foul. 14 foul. And that's a 14 foul of the quarter for. Oh, Johnson got the ball in the court. She laid it up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. Oh, got. Then Heath got a hold of the ball. And Heath's going to go to the line for two. That foul is on number three, Claire Warren. And that is her second personal foul. 15 foul now. So North Posey's going to go to the line in forever foul now. He takes her first free throw shot. She misses it. So we got 7-point North Posey lead, 50-43, 36.6 seconds left. He takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. So he goes 1-for-2 there at the line. 51-43 now as you score. Hit the ball in the middle of the Hill. Hill banks off the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Avery Hill. 51-45 now is your score. And we got another North Posey timeout. We're down to, it's a 30-second timeout. So 21.1 seconds left. North Posey got a 51-45 lead over Forest Park. North Posey got the ball across the 10-second line, and they're going to inbound the ball and back the play here when we come back in action here just shortly. So what I'm thinking is Forest Park's probably going to foul right away, and North Posey's going to go to the line. So North Posey got a 6-point lead, 51-45, 21.1 seconds left. See if we can see if North Posey can escape with a win here. So here we go. Ashton Helper is going to inbound the ball for North Posey. She gets it inbounds to Johnson. Oh, Johnson almost lost it, but was able to recover it. And Johnson was fouled by 24, Caitlin Betts. That is Betts' second personal foul. And going to the line for two free throw shots will be Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. That one was a big. That was a big shot there. 52-45. That's a three possession game now. 7-point lead for North Posey's. 52-45. 18.2 seconds left. Johnson takes her second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. Johnson goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 53-45. Now is your score. Forest Park gets in the middle to Hill. Hill lays one up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. And 22, Molly Combs banks one in. 2-point basket. And that's your game. Final score. North Posey wins 53-47 over Forest Park. North Posey improves to 9-14 on the year. Or Forest Park falls to 7-14. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
You've looked everywhere but just can't find that perfect shirt. Stop looking and ask for exactly what you want with Amber Sweet Tees. Whether it's for a family gathering, a big life moment, something you've dreamed up, or custom school spirit wear, Amber can create the perfect shirt at a fantastic price. To see what's hot off the press and current pricing, visit Amber Sweet Tees on Facebook or call 812-430-1572 to discuss your needs and wants. Amber Sweet Tees, the go-to for custom t-shirts in Posey County. Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs. When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
At every turn, you can count on the team at Barton Automotive to keep your vehicle running safely and reliably. Their ASE certified master technicians protect your investment by utilizing the latest advanced diagnostic equipment and offering the highest quality parts, all backed by a nationwide 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty. For 15 years, Barton Automotive has served the tri-state area with integrity and treat their customers as friends. Give Barton a call today to schedule your next alignment, tire replacement, brake service, diesel repair, and everything in between.
812-985-3000. Are you looking for a reliable and trusting home away from home for your most precious pets while you're traveling? Do you want to take your dog somewhere to burn off some energy while you work? Then check out the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch, your newest Posey County dog boarding and daycare facility. spoiling pets is their pleasure. Just register your pet online and schedule an appointment today at yellowbonedoggyranch.com or call 812-455-8285. Reserve your pet stay today at the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch.
Thank you for listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Final score tonight, North Posey wins 53-47 over Forest Park. Lady Vikings end the regular season with a 9 wins and 14 losses. And they also improved to 5 wins and 7 losses in the Pocket Athletic Conference. Forest Park falls to 7 wins and 14 losses on their regular season and fall to 3 wins and 9 losses in the Pocket Athletic Conference. Thank you for listening to us tonight on WPIW. Like I said, final score tonight, 53-47, North Posey wins. Scoring breakdown by quarter, North Posey won the first quarter 9-5. Then North Posey also won the second quarter 11-9 to take a halftime break, go into the halftime break at 20-14. North Posey outscored Forest Park 18-14 in the third quarter to take a 38-28 lead after three quarters of play. Forest Park made a little bit of a run in the fourth quarter, outscored the Lady Vikings 19-15 to finish up this game with a 53-47 win for the Lady Vikings tonight. 6-point win. So a win's a win. We'll take it, you know. So, but a good win tonight for Lady Vikings. Good win for the boost of morale and everything going to the postseason starting this Tuesday night when they play Crawford County. So it's a good way to start. North Posey led by as much as 14 points in this game at 42-28. And Forest Park just kept fighting back, and they never went away. They would never go away. So, but individual scoring-wise, tonight, Forest Park was led in scoring by Avery Hill. She had 17 points. That was a game high. She also 16 of her 17 points were scored in the second half. She is only a freshman, so that's a name you'll probably hear in the next couple years. Then Jenna Berg, she's a sophomore. She's a pretty good ball player, too, for Forest Park. She ended up 11 points. Then they had Caitlin Betts with 7 points. Then Molly Combs with 5 points. Riley Henson with 3 points. Claire Warren with 2 points. And Carly Schnell with 2 points. That's the individual scoring for Forest Park tonight. For North Posey, they were led in scoring by Jazz Ward with 15 points. Ward scored 13 of her 15 points in the second half. Ellie Jo Johnson finished up with 11 points. Then Ashton Elpers had 9 points. Ella Weatherholt with 8 points. Mallory Lewis with 6 points. And Alyssa Heath with 4 points. That's the scoring tonight for North Posey. Free throw wise tonight, North Posey did very well at the free throw line. They went 15 for 21 at the line, while Forest Park went 6 for 9 at the free throw line. So, not bad shooting for either team, you know, at the charity stripe. So, either way. So, but a good win tonight for North Posey. Final score 53-47. Got their ninth win of the year. They start postseason starting this Tuesday night. We will bring that game to you live from South Spencer this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show will be at 6:50. And they will play Crawford County in their first game of the IHSAA sectional. So look forward to that. North Posey lost to them earlier this season in a game that they were actually leading. So hopefully North Posey can regroup and play their A game and come back from that loss they had back in December. So we'll see what happens. So again, thank you again for listening to us. Final score 53-47, North Posey or Forest Park. We'll be back here on WPIW this Saturday night for boys action when North Posey travels to Princeton to take on the Tigers. That game will start at 7 o'clock. We'll start pregame at 6:50 for that game. So look forward to bringing that game to you. Until then, have a good evening, and we'll be back again this Saturday night for North Posey and Princeton boys basketball action. Good night.
You've been listening to North Posey Viking Basketball on 98.9 WPIW, the home of the Vikings. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by The Wheelhouse, the Posey County Co-op, Expressway Chevrolet, J.L. Hirsch, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Metals, Amber Sweet Teas, JT's Hardware, Barton Automotive Services, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.